third Terek of Sanhedrin, first mission is discussed in the first statement at the beginning of the Mishnefta. The Dina Mammon is Vishloisha. A court of three is the type of bezin that passes the Dina Mammon. It's monetary issues. If there's a bezin set up, one in town, people will go to that bezin. Otherwise, they can choose their own dayanim. Zebar lo echav, zeel bo echav. Each one of the defendants pick one dayan, which they feel comfortable with. And then the two baligdinim, the two litigants between themselves agree on a third one. Divrei Chachamim say the third one is picked by the dayanim, not by the litigants. Even though each one's entitled to pick somebody he feels comfortable with, but it has to be somebody that's not just like his best friend that's going to pass in his favor. It has to be an honest, well, knowledgeable dayan, just somebody that this person feels comfortable with. Otherwise, it's not acceptable. Each one can make a claim on the other dayan that I don't want to use the dayan that he picked. Yeah. Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Meir's opinion. Even so, if he was a mumcha that went through a special process of being a dying mumcha, an appointed dying, then it cannot be possible. But if it's just a talmud chacham, but not go through the whole process of being accepted as being a dying, then the other party could say, I don't want the one you want. Chamayim Rav Meir, Smashim Mivim, Lamim Rayesh, and Kroyim Absulim. Chum said arbitrarily, you can't say, I don't want the guy you picked. If you brought a proof that the one that was picked by the other side is possible because he's a car or some other type of soul, then you can do that. Avo, and Ksherim, and Mumchim, if this person that was picked was a kosher dying or a Kavachim, if it was a Mumcha, any of the false one. That's the opinion of the Chachon. The Poitel Ezel says, the Poitel Ezel says, the Ramei says also, that each one can say, I do not want to accept the edim of the other party. This is a much bigger chiddush. What do you mean? So, Gemara says, from that case where the Baal Din says they have two sets of edim, and brings the first one, and the other Baal Din says that these edim are possible. He can't do it by himself, he comes with somebody else. So basically, we're passing the first set of Eidim based on the statement of one of the Baalidinim plus an Eid. And how can a Baalidin pass on an Eid? He's in the Gebe Zobah. So Remeir says he can't pass on. He's not in the Gebe Eidim because the person says that I have another set of Eidim. So anyway, there's another set of Eidim. But that's Remeir's opinion. The Chacholim Eidim in Moses Mashiach Bebe Lemir Adishim Krogim Absulim. If he brings an outside proof that they're Krogim Absulim good, but he, if they were kosher, and based on his statement, we're going to pass on them, they say no, because maybe something can happen with one, the other set of Eidim, and we will need this set of Eidim, so the argument's in the game of Dover. Halacha is like the Chachomim.